You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. By the time you listen to this, fellow rebels and badass leaders, it will be at least 2 weeks after the beginning of a new year. And generally, the statistics say most of us will have dropped all attempts at following through on our New Year resolutions. Whatever. We'll just try again, right? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Today, I want to share a powerful exercise with you, and I recently relearned it from one of my own mentors. Notice I said relearned it. You already know that nothing is ever one and done. It's always about a continuum, right? Our learning never stops. Even when we think we know, something will cause us to pause. Always. That is the way we become better. We hang out with, listen to, follow, and watch people who have been where we want to go, have what we want, are of the caliber we want to be. Inspiring, enthusiastic, energetic. So here's the thing. Great leaders will admit they cannot achieve everything on their own. Great leaders always have mentors or allies to help them excel along their leadership journey. And you may never know that they have a mentor in their back pocket because there still exists a stigma. That stigma is this. We force ourselves to admit we are weak, we don't measure up, or that mentoring is merely an opportunity to fix, to right a wrong, or to simply improve. Fellow badass, this is so not true. Mentoring is not about fixing something wrong. It's about tinkering with and then elevating what is right. It is about highlighting the better roads to take. Mentors can help people like you achieve extraordinary results because the better ones have already done it, and that is how they propel people like you to your goals faster. It's been proven time and time again by so many people and by myself. One key element a great leader has is the ability to maintain enthusiasm, because great leaders must keep their people enthused and empowered, because great leaders must ultimately deliver results, and because great leaders know how much energy must be expended to lead human beings and then deliver on every other single thing that he or she is responsible for. Even for the strongest amongst us, maintaining enthusiasm is fucking hard. And we all stumble. Because at some point or at several points in our lives, each one of us will get stuck. We'll not be able to see clearly. We will dread the task of starting a new day. Every single one of us will go through periods where we question, why are we doing what we're doing? We will get frustrated with ourselves, with our lack of progress, with our employees, with our organizations, and even with our business. And we may even come to a point where we can't face another day of sameness or emergencies because, well, somewhere along the way, we got locked into a battle about worthwhileness. And we start to believe we have accomplished very little. And this happens whether we work for ourselves or work for others. And it happens to every single one of us. We will stumble. Now, I know that many don't have time these days to devote to the new trend of self-care. And most of us don't want to take months to experiment with what works best. We just want guaranteed results fast. Am I right? That's why I'm sharing this guaranteed quick hit with you, because maintaining your enthusiasm is vital. Your enthusiasm is your life force. And without it in high supply, you risk doing what everybody else does at this time of year. Throwing in the towel, shrugging off those big plans, complaining, oh man, I've done this so many times, I've tried it all, and it never works, it's always the same, I always fail, so obviously this year I'm doomed again, why bother? No, that is not you. Let me share a fantastic exercise, something I used to do. I got out of the habit of doing. Notice, I got out of the habit of doing. And I was recently bopped over the head with this by my own mentor. Let's take a look at the last 300 days in your life. I'll go with 365 if you want, or even go as high as 400. It doesn't matter, and I don't care. I just want to focus on the last 11 to 13 months of your regular life. The first thing I want you to do is pull out your calendar or calendars from this past year. And here's what you're going to do with them. You're going to write down everything you did this past year that was positive. Everything. Business, personal. I want you to itemize every single thing you did that was great, awesome, or even just a bit happy positive. The list is going to be much bigger than you think, and it will absolutely amaze you at the great things that you did do. It will take a bit of time, so don't rush it. Include everything from the mundane to the fantastic. Put things on like, I kept it together that day and I didn't fly off the handle. I bought a new car. I had a fabulous dinner party, or my garden looked great. Include things like, I got the team to deliver that few hundred thousand or that few hundred million dollars to the bottom line. We finally finished the mega project and kept all of our wits. Someone actually told me I was a great manager or a great leader that day. The point is this. Look at all the things you actually accomplished this past year. Your length of your list will surprise you because it's much longer than you ever imagined. And in reviewing both your personal and your professional feats, you will see you were successful despite yourself. When you finish that list, give yourself a pat on the back. No, I don't mean going out publicly and declaring it all, and I don't mean sharing it on social media. I mean share it with your spouse or your BFF. Have a glass of wine or a bottle of beer if you feel inclined. Just keep it all private, pat yourself on the back, and take pride in what you've accomplished. Now, once you go back through your calendars and think about all the stuff that you started but you did not complete. Because you can see all kinds of things on your calendars for that, right? There's no judgment in this part. All you're doing is looking for the things that you started but did not complete. Simply write them down on a new list. Once you're finished, review the size of the list. It will surprise you. And the most important piece of this part of the exercise is do not pass any judgment on yourself. So there's no, oh my God, there's 100 things I started and didn't complete. None of that. Oh my God, what a loser am I? I can start, but I can't complete. No, there's no passing of judgment. Just write it all down. Now, scan this new list of incomplete work and look for patterns or habits that just show up. What you're doing is you're looking for things, blocks of time, or activities you do consciously or unconsciously that cause you to lose your progress or momentum. Again, there's no judgment. I just want you to be brutally honest with yourself. So once you've got this list of patterns and habits, then ask yourself two fundamental questions. Does that serve me? How does it help me move my goals and priorities forward? This part is going to be a big reveal for you. So I'm going to repeat those two questions again. What purpose does this pattern or habit serve me? And how does it help me move forward with my goals and priorities? What you might find is your internal priorities were off kilter. What you might find are huge time wasters in your routines. What you might find is blocks of time or changes in objectives that you have allowed others to do to you. It could be other things that you find. Everyone is different. The point is, there is no judgment here. I want you to look at this list of patterns and habits as dispassionately as possible. Now that you've got the big reveal in front of you, the last thing you need to do is ask yourself, what do I choose to do differently in 2020? Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it? But actually, I just want you to develop a very short list of no more than three things that you will know work for you. Write those three things down. And listen, if you want to make just one change or two change, that's fine too. Humans cannot effectively manage more than three simultaneous changes. That's a fact. And that's why I urge you to stop at three. Now that you've got your three, one, two, or three things listed of what you're going to change and do differently in 2020, notice how your brain kickstarts into, hey, I can do that. One, two, or three simple things. Oh my God, I'm so strong. I can do that. I've got a ton of energy. This is the year that I can set myself free. This is the year I can go high and I can accomplish what I want. Notice the uptick inside of you. Notice how excited and happy and free you feel. Notice how high your energy and enthusiasm is to kick butt. This exercise takes a while to complete. It will be a few hours if you choose to do it properly. I did it this year. And I am so pumped about finally getting the stuff I want to do done. Because for me, I thought I had lost another year in 2019, which brought to five the total number of consecutive years I had wasted. I was feeling pretty blue about that, except newsflash, losing your mother, suffering two strokes, selling, buying, and renovating two homes, a couple of years of rehab to get back the skills I lost, setting up in a town one-tenth the size of where I came from, reestablishing a business where I don't know anyone, experimenting with a partnership which ultimately did not work, striking out in the best direction for me. Listen, it's not a waste of 5 years. It's a journey. And that's something we can forget, no matter how good we are. After all, we're all just human beings. So when I completed this exercise and I realized I had done quite a bit this last 10 months, I also discovered that what was polluting my mind was a complete waste of time and was actually being addressed, just not at the speed I wanted. So what else is new? If you know me well, you know that I am extremely impatient. I also identified some horrible habits I had fallen into over the last 5 years. And if I just removed one, I had a better life. Remove two, I was on top of the world, able to tackle anything. Remove three, nothing will stop me again. My energy's back, enthusiasm's off the charts high, and I am pumped. Now here's the big takeaway. I used to do this exercise every year or two. But over time, like everything else, I stopped. And I needed my own mentor to remind me this year. So whether your own energy level is low, medium, or already high, I encourage you to do this exercise for yourself very soon. I promise it will give you a huge jolt of energy, and the only thing you need to do after is make a step-by-step list of what you need to do with the extra time, focus, and commitment it gives you. I started this episode by saying many leaders have a stigma about mentorship. This little exercise for my own mentor was not about fixing anything. It was about reminding me, tinkering with, and then elevating what is right simply works. It is about highlighting the better road to take because, as I said, the better mentors help people like you achieve extraordinary results because they've already done it and can propel people like you to your goals faster. I'm all about helping you make a bigger impact. Absolutely anything and everything is possible with the right level of focus and commitment. I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.